Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah will deal with several items. One is first, how do we determine what is actually a lost object? When is it lost and when it's not considered lost? Also, how many times do you need to return the same object? And determining how to deal with a situation where you're getting involved with the Aveda, with the lost object, will cause you a financial loss. The Mishnah begins, Ezehu Aveda. What is considered an Aveda? Let's say matzah chamor, you find a donkey, a parah, or a cow, roen baderech, just grazing along on the road. Ein zo aveda, that's not an aveda. It's because you don't know who it belongs to. Doesn't mean that it's a lost object. It could be that the owner has it grazing out somewhere. But chamor v'chelev hafuchin, if it's a donkey and its equipment, since it's a saddle or other things, are upside down, clearly looks disheveled. Para ratzeh ben akramim, or you have a cow that's running through the vineyard and there's roots and branches that's tripping on and getting hurt. Harei zo aveda. That's an aveda, because obviously if the owner knew where it was, he wouldn't allow this to be going on. Hechzira uvarcha. Let's say you return the item, but then it escapes again, or you return the item to its owner and then it escapes again, it's lost again. Even 4 or 5 times, chayav lahachzira, you're obligated still to return it. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, hashev teshivim, it uses a double language, you shall certainly return it. And that indicates by using the multiple, hashev teshivim, that you need to return it even multiple times. Now, hayabatal misela, let's say that you, because you're involved in a craft or a business where you make a decent amount of money, and if you get involved in this lost item, you're going to lose, you're going to lose the sella, a whole sella, which is, let's say, a large amount of money. Lo yomar lo, you're not allowed to say to the owner of the lost object, when you find it and you give it back to him, tenly sella, give me a sella, because during that time I could have made that amount of money, right? So let's say you make $1,000 a day. You can't say to him, give me $1,000 for this item. It may easily be less than $1,000. Ela nosin lo sucharo kepoel batel. The only amount that the owner of the lost object needs to give you is the wages of a poel batel. What that means is if somebody, let's say, is a plumber and he makes $100 an hour, but how much would he take less to not have to do the difficult work of being a plumber and just watch this item? That much less amount is the amount that he would actually have to be paid. Now, if he's not happy with this, im yesham beis din, if there's a beis din present, three judges, masna bifnei beis din, he can make a condition in front of the beis din and say, I'm only willing to involve myself in this lost object, take care of this person's cow, let's say, if he'll pay me what I normally make, $1,000 a day. And the Beis Din will have to ascertain, is that worth agreeing to or not? Im ein sham Beis Din, if let's say there is no Beis Din, and he doesn't want to give up his money that he normally makes and make this little amount of taking care of this lost object, bifnei miyasna, who can he make a condition in front of? He can't. Shelo kodem. Then what we say is that his needs come first, and he's not obligated to take care of the lost object. He can continue his normal work, which makes him more money.